For this Wednesday, December 31st, with your Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman reporting. We start with some news just outside of Posey County as officials with the National Weather Service say a tornado track was found in nearby Gibson County over the weekend. They say the damage shows a narrow tornado track about 5 miles west of Hobstadt along Highway 68 and tracked nearly due east, ending on the southern edge of Hobstadt. Officials gave the storm an EF1 rating with an estimated peak wind at 100 miles per hour. According to the report, the tornado started around 6:36 p.m. last Sunday and was on the ground for approximately 5 minutes. The National Weather Service says several barns were damaged, with one losing most of its roof, and a section of another barn was completely destroyed. A few power lines and trees also sustained damage along the tornado path, according to officials. Posey County officials are launching a new program to help protect vulnerable residents. The Posey County Emergency Management Agency will roll out Project Lifesaver tomorrow in partnership with the Sheriff's Office and Mount Vernon Police. The program helps locate people with cognitive conditions like Alzheimer's, dementia, or autism who may wander away. Participants wear a tracking bracelet, allowing trained search teams to quickly locate them if they go missing. Trail development across Indiana is getting a boost, including here in Posey County. The Greenways Foundation has awarded $82,000 in grants statewide, with Posey County Trails receiving $10,000 to help complete its first city-county trail plan. Officials say the funding will support long-term planning to improve trail access, safety, and connectivity. Yesterday, Mount Vernon boys basketball lost in the championship game of the Switzerland County Tournament. The Wildcats lost to Tri-West and finished in second place in the tournament. Mount Vernon is 4-5 on the year. Two Wildcat players, Nash Hostetter and Maya Robb, were named to the all-tournament team. Mount Vernon's next game is on Saturday afternoon at home with Pike Central. North Posey girls basketball got beat at Washington last night, 69-32. The Lady Vikings are 8-7 the season and play again on Monday at Harrison. This evening in local high school or college sports, there are no games scheduled. However, there are a few local college basketball teams that play tomorrow on New Year's Day. Tomorrow, Evansville men's basketball plays a conference game at Illinois State at 2 o'clock. The Purple Aces have lost 5 straight games and have a record of 4-10. They are 0-3 in the Missouri Valley Conference, and UE has lost all 3 games by 8 points or less. USI women's and men's basketball both have a road conference game at SIU Edwardsville tomorrow afternoon. The women's game is at 1 o'clock. The men's game follows at 3:30 on Thursday. USI women's basketball is 8-3 on the season and 1-0 in the Ohio Valley Conference. The Screaming Eagles men's basketball team has lost 4 straight games and is 3-9 and 0-2 in the OVC. Finishing up in the NBA today, the Indiana Pacers return home for a game with the Orlando Magic at 2 o'clock. The Pacers are trying to stop a long 9-game losing streak. Indiana has the worst record in the NBA as they are 6-27 overall. That's news and sports for this Wednesday, December 31st. We are keeping you informed on all things Posey County on the radio, and you can read and listen to the news anytime online at PoseyCountyRadio.com. For news tips, you can pass them to us by email at news@PoseyCountyRadio.com. Reporting for Posey County Radio News, I'm Jevin Redman. Happy New Year. Your weather forecast is next.